Well, it's been great talking about an Australian Test match win. Even though the series was lost, there was a new-look team and a youngster who opened the batting and finished the Test match in great style, I thought. Just the way he was able to hang out there and show his mental strength was Matt Renshaw. He joins us now. G'day, Matty.
How are you?
Good, mate. I bet you're still glowing after that experience.
Yeah, it's all been pretty crazy. So, been back in Brisbane a few days now and still getting my head around it.
Matt, have you had time to sit down? Or, I don't know, are you a video watcher? Do you go back and watch your innings?
Yeah, I had a little bit of a watch and found some things that might try work on before the next Shield game.
Right. Can I ask you what those sorts of things to your eye that, you know, you'd love to think, oh, geez, I could do that better or I could change that?
Probably just try and not play and miss as much.
I was trying to say, Matt, you know, in the commentary, obviously, you're out there, first time we've seen you. You were playing and missing but not getting out, and there are a few suggestions on what you could be doing and this, that and the other, always trying to be constructive, but as a cricketer, if you're out there and playing and missing, it feels awful, doesn't it? But you've just got to hang in there.
Yeah, I think what you've got to do is when you're not feeling like 100% dominating, you've just got to try and graft out innings, and that's what I try to do both innings.
And that's been the way you've gone about it in the past, mate. I mean, just, you know, to be 20 years of age and called up and then pink ball test match as well, It all happened very, very quickly for you. It must have been, your head must have been in a spin. How did you cope?
Yeah, well, I was playing grey cricket a couple of weeks ago to try and, like, prove my fitness for a Shield match, and got through that okay, and then did all right in the Shield game. But I just kept telling myself that it probably would never happen because I've played one Shield game this year. But as luck would have it.
Now, mate, out of the Test match, a boyhood dream being lived out. How big a step up was it? Yeah. And what are you working on now in your game?
I think the step up's a fair bit. You've got one of the best bowling attacks in the world at the moment, pink ball under lights, and then you've got the added bonus of the crowd, the cameras that I've never played in front of before. So it was all, I was just trying to take it all in my step and just try and enjoy it all and do it with a smile on my face.
And nestled in there at first slip too, that's not bad. Yeah. I can't think the last time debutant went into first slip, so it's great that they know your catching ability. And then you hung on to a really good one early.
Yeah, well, I was a bit surprised. I came into the camp and Smith was saying where everyone was fielding, and he sort of pointed in my general direction and be like, he'll be at first, and I wasn't really sure if he was being serious, and then he was like, you're coming out for a catch. So I just sort of followed him along, like, sheepishly a bit behind, and just didn't barely said a word in a slip catching drill.
Did you do that old swivel of the head and thinking that he was pointing to somebody behind you, mate?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. I just didn't believe that they'd put me in first in my first game.
See, Slats is filthy because they used to shove him at short leg under the helmet.
Yeah, I've been a short leg a few times. I think I'm just a bit too tall.
You're too tall for it. That's what's going for you. Who did you like watching when you grew up?
I liked watching Mike Hussey and probably Alistair Cook from England. Just Hussey had all the shots and was great to watch, and then Cook just seemed to find a way all the time.
Yeah, Alistair Cook, you look at his stats, they're unbelievable. Yeah, and I tell you what, Matty, Alistair Cook doesn't always score them in the most attractive style either. But his mind is so strong and he's found a way with the technique he has. So I think you're on the right track there.
Yeah, that's what I've always noticed. It seems to be, he's in the top 10 run scorers in the world in history now. So seems to work for him.
Mm.
Matt, so the next challenge, you drop back for Queensland now, which is terrific. And again, it's that dreaded pink ball, Matt. It's the whole round is day-night is with the pink ball for Shield.
Yeah, we got a Perth on Saturday for the Shield game, starts Monday, so should be a good challenge over there in Perth, and hopefully get back-to-back-to-back wins for Queensland.
All right, Matty, we thank you for your time, mate. It was absolutely outstanding to see everything you achieved in that debut test match. I hope that's one of a lot of test matches.
Thank you.
Well done. Thanks for your time. Matt Renshaw is tall. He's as tall as Matty Hayden. Probably not as thick-chested. Haydos is this sort of man mountain, but stands tall. And we know he's mentally strong.
108.50 you made in that one Shield game. And the drums were beating even before that Shield game about this kid from Queensland's really good. And then he came out, proved his fitness with 108-50. He mentioned just grade cricket before that. And then 10-34 undefeated in the test match. So he's off and running. There's no doubt about that. And just on that, Sean Marsh doesn't look like he's going to be playing in the Shield game at all with that thumb.
Well, that'll
which
cost
means
him.
You know, Darren Lehman yesterday indicated to us slats that he'd want to see him have some serious cricket before he, and justifiably so.
Yeah, he's been out for a while, so you need to see him playing at least.
Yeah.
That being the case, put Matty Renshaw in for the next test.